Without Warning, written by John Birmingham and read by Tom Weiner.
The killer awoke surrounded by strangers. An IV line dripped clear fluid through a long, thick needle punched into the back of her right hand. Surgical tape held the silver spike in place and tugged at the fine blonde hairs growing there. The strangers, all women, leaned in, their faces knotted with anxiety, apparently for her. But she stared instead at her hands, which lay in her lap on a thin brown blanket. They looked strong, even masculine. She turned them over, examining them. The nails were cut short. Calluses disfigured her knuckles, the heels of both palms, and the sides of her hands, from the base of both little fingers down to her wrists. The more she stared, the more unsettled she became. Like the women gathered around her bed, those hands were completely alien to her. She had no idea who she was.
"Kathy, are you all right?"
"Nurse!" somebody called out. The strangers, three of them, seemed to launch themselves at her bed, and she felt herself tense up, but they simply wanted to comfort her.
"Doctor, she's awake,"
one of them said in French. She felt soft hands patting her down, stroking her, the way you might comfort a child who suffered a bad fright. Kathy. That wasn't her name, was it? Kathy tried not to panic, or to show how much she didn't want any of these women touching her. They looked like freaks, not the sort of people she'd want as friends. And then she remembered. They weren't her friends. They were her mission. And her name wasn't Kathy. It was Caitlin. The women were dressed in cheap clothing, layered for warmth. Falling back into the pillows, recovering from an uncontrolled moment of vertigo into which she had fallen, Caitlin Munro composed herself. She was in a hospital bed, and in spite of the apparent poverty of her friends, the private room was expensively fitted out. The youngest of the women wore a brown suede jacket, frayed at the cuffs and elbows, and festooned with colorful protest buttons, a stylized white bird, a rainbow, a collection of slogans, Halliburton Watch, Who Would Jesus Bomb, and Resistance is Fertile.